Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Romance Bookmark.
Variety is the spice of life.
Okay, I am your host this evening on the Romance Bookmark with Renee Bernard, Lisa Watson. I'm filling in for Renee tonight, and whatever she's up to now, I hope she's taking a much-needed break and having a great time with her family. I have an amazing guest tonight. She is a New York Times and USA Today best-selling author. She has written over, she's corrected me, 26 novels and novellas to date. And so Carrie Ann Ryan has never thought she'd be a writer, but hey, it looks as though she's found her bearings and is definitely paying off. Her titillating romances for both paranormal and her new contemporary series offer readers a thrill ride going from slow burn to full-out inferno. So it is my pleasure to welcome Carrie Ann Ryan to the Romance Bookmark. Welcome, Carrie Ann.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us.
And you make it sound like I do so much, so thanks.
And it was funny because we were just talking, and thank goodness for a countdown. That's all I've got to say, because I was sitting here chatting with Carrie Ann, and it's just like, you know, you get going, and next thing you know, you look, I'm like, oh, shoot, I got to start the show. So, Carrie Ann, tell us a little bit about your series, Montgomery, Inc.
So Montgomery, Inc. is my first contemporary series. I started off paranormal and had always wanted to go contemporary, but it's kind of hard when you have to plan out series. And it's about a family called the Montgomerys. There's eight siblings, so Mom and Papa Montgomery are kind of busy. So there's eight siblings, and half of them work at a tattoo shop called Montgomery, Inc., I-N-K, and another set of them work at a construction company called Montgomery, Inc., I-N-C.
I love that,
so,
by the way.
Thank you. And so it's sexy, tattooed, bearded men, strong, tattooed women, not bearded. and it's about them finding their other halves, or in one case it's going to be a menage, because of course, it's me. And
of course.
And it's not just, you know, oh, boom, there's someone I love, and that's just the end of it. You know, there's trials and tribulations, and then there's a lot of things going on, a lot going on in the series. So each sibling's going to get a book. Each sibling has to go through their own trials before they can even think about getting a book. And then there's an overall arc where we really get to know the parents of the series, because I love them, and so they get their own little story too.
Yeah, I was reading about them, and they really sound like they are just a strong, loving couple, and they really put, you know, family first. And I think it's kind of cool to have two different companies, Montgomery, Inc., INC, and, of course, the Montgomery, Inc., INK, because to me, that it's a great reminder that family means everything to them. And so, you know, that definitely, you know, gives them a really good, strong foundation to kind of, you know, live their lives and raise their children, and for their children to, you know, go off and have, you know, live their lives. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're really in, well, they're going to be in a lot of the first four books, at least, because of what's going on that I don't really want to talk about, because it's a spoiler.
Okay.
So they are really much about family. And in book two, Tempting Boundaries, that comes out in December, it's about the youngest daughter, Miranda, and someone who is part of the family. He's just, you know, that slept on the couch every once in a while, his name is Decker. And so he's an honorary family member and, you know, the best friend. And so that's going to be fun.
It is kind of neat that they, you know, they just, like I think you were saying, it's kind of like they bring in strays. So it's like they got cousins, they've got friends that have, you know, family friends that, you know, I can just imagine their household is like ridiculously just busy. People coming and going, crashing on the couch whenever they need to.
Oh, yes. And these aren't like, these are like big men. They're all above 6 foot
right.
wide.
So it's what's for dinner and move over on the couch.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Carrie, and I got to ask you, do you have any tattoos?
Yes, I have the 8 now.
Really?
Yes.
Now, is it true what they say that you kind of get, you really do kind of just get addicted to getting tattoos?
I did. I think so. I mean, I can't stop, but I'm going to stop for a little while just because the two that I just got a month ago, actually, one's on my wrist, and it's a genie lamp for 1001 Dark Nights, which is a series, a multi-author series that I'm part of next year. And then on my back, I actually got the Montgomery Inc. logo.
Oh, my gosh.
And those hurt
so
awesome. Bad for some reason because I got them two on the same day. So I may take a break for a little bit.
You are
bold. It wasn't often doing my
tattoos. You know, I've always wanted to get a tattoo, but I'm a Gemini, and I'm, like, way too indecisive, and I could never, ever decide, you know, what I wanted to get. And then, you know, I didn't want to get the typical rose or teddy bear or whatever the heck they think women usually want to get. So who knows? Maybe I'll get one before I'm 60. You never know.
Well, my whole, every one of my tattoos is something that is important in my life at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, you know, I'm going to get Justin Bieber tattooed on my butt or something. That's creep me out saying.
I know. I can't imagine being 80 with, like, a Justin Bieber tattoo on your tush or wherever.
No, like, so, like, I have, like, the Red Wood Pack logo tattooed on me because it's the series that started my life.
Wow.
Montgomery Inc. because it's the series that made me hit the New York Times.
Awesome.
The Genie Lamp, because it's the series that took a chance on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a book with two wolf paw prints on my other wrist, which,
aww,
you know, I'm a that I got with five other readers. And so we all have the same one. And so, like,
wow, that's neat.
It may not be perfect when I'm, you know, 60 or 80 or whatever, but it's something that was important to me at the time. And that's what I love about tattoos.
Definitely, and it'll be important to you then, which I think, you know, when you put some thought into it, you know, I think that's a lot better than, you know, sometimes the spur-of-the-moment stuff. You know, you wake up and go, what the heck was I thinking? But, you know, when you put some thought into it and it, you know, has sentimental value to you, I don't think, you know, I think that's definitely timeless, and that'll always bring a smile to your face and, you know, kind of give you that warm, fuzzy. So kudos to you.
Yeah.
Make me
so,
want to grab
your tattoo. Well, Sierra in Delicate Ink, the book that came out last week, she meets Austin getting a tattoo, her first.
Mm.
And it's really, really important to her because it's something to go over or around a scar that she got. And so I think I'm not going to tell you what the scar is and how she got it because it's important to the story, but it's how they meet. And so it's tattoos can be for any reason. And it's not just the pain or what it's going to look like later. It's, you know, the journey of getting one, too.
Right, because, you know, I also think there was some show, and I can't remember the name of it, Bad Ink, I think, who the guys, their job was just basically to fix or change tattoos that people got, you know, for whatever reason. And it's just amazing how you can just take one thing and just completely have something else just grow out of that and just be completely different than what you started with.
Exactly.
And I saw on Facebook, by the way, that it is Delicate Ink's audio release day today. So happy release day, Carrie Ann.
Thank you. Gregory Salinas is actually my narrator for all of my books so far. And
nice.
He had a lot of fun with this one. And I really, really liked how he got Austin's growl just right. So.
Now, how was that whole audiobook experience for you?
I think I actually got into audiobooks a little differently than some people. I was at Wild Wicked Weekend, which is a Miller conference, and he hadn't really done any more audiobooks. He had just done Jane Ryland, who's a New York Times bestselling author, and he'd done one book for her, and he lived in San Antonio, well, where we were, so we all went out to lunch, and then he wanted to read one of our books, and so he actually read through Midnight Ink, which is a prequel to my Montgomery Ink series, and he read through, like, a little bit of each of the 8 novellas in front of us authors, And, like, that was his audition for us. So we went a little bit differently, but it was great. So he read, and we had to give him all the dirty parts to read first because that's his
Of course.
And he took it like a champ, so I knew he had to work. So he did Ink Inspired and Ink Reunited, which are the two prequels to Delicate Ink.
Nice.
As well.
Now, for listeners that happen to be listening right now, you can go and check out Carrie Ann's website to read more about her. You can get the latest info on her novels at www.carrieannryan.com. And I've been to her website, and I got to tell you, listeners, it's definitely visually appealing. Do you have creative input in all your book covers, Carrie Ann? And what's your favorite one so far?
Yes, I have creative input in every single one. Most of my covers are done by Scott Carpenter. And then some of them are actually one of them. One is by Cherry Hendry, and then The 1001 Dark Nights is by another one. But so I pretty much get full exactly what I want, and especially the newer covers, like the Ink covers, they're all special models that did it for my cover. They didn't actually, I didn't go to a stock site, so I got to say, okay, like for Tempting Boundaries, I need a bearded guy, and so we searched in California for a bearded man.
Wow.
So I got really, really lucky, and so I think my favorite cover actually is Forever Ink, which is which is on my book site, and it's because I saw that photo and I didn't know what tattoo Morgan would get, and I was like, I'm writing that into the story. So
wow.
And so that Forever Ink is actually the Hot Ink anthology that comes out November 11th. So
wow, cool. Now, I ask this a lot on my show for authors, because I find it interesting because I never get the same answer twice. So, Carrie Ann, name one thing you've got to have while you're writing and why.
I'm trying to think. Probably lotion.
Lotion? Okay.
I have
to explain that with... I seriously don't want to go off on a different direction than what you were thinking. So
lotion, because my hands get really, really dry because I type so fast. So I have to constantly stop and re-lotion. I mean, other than, like, the Post-its that you need around you for plotting, but, like, really, I need lotion because my hands are constantly peeling. Because I write so fast, they get dry. And yeah, so it's
not.
Do you
see what I mean? I never get the same answer twice.
Yeah. I realized how horribly dirty that sounded once I said it. I'm like, wait.
But hey, you know, I can definitely see where that would be really, you know, especially when you're in a zone and you probably are typing really fast. So I can see where it's like, okay, whoa. Let me stop and put lotion on before I catch myself on fire.
Pretty much.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I cannot believe how fast time flies when you're having fun. And so for those of you, let me give you Carrie Ann's website again. You can go check out her website at www.carrieannryan.com. You can catch up to her on Facebook and Twitter, Goodreads and Pinterest. And I can't even imagine what Eye Candy Carrie Ann must have up on Pinterest, but I'm going to check it out soon.
My Tumblr is worse than my Pinterest.
Carrie Ann, it has been such a pleasure sitting in for Renee Bernard tonight and having you on the Romance Bookmark. And it was just such a pleasure. So thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad we had fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I will definitely have to get you on the show again. So thank you all for stopping by and checking us out. I'm your host this evening, Lisa Watson, saying be happy and be inspired. Bye. Thanks so much, Carrie Ann, for joining me tonight.
Thank you.
Of course, we don't go. Let me stop this music so I don't go deaf. It's like, whoa. But anyway, thank you so much. It has been such a pleasure.
Well, thank you. And if you ever need another person, you let me know.
I absolutely will. Thank you.
Yes, you have a good night.
Thanks, you too. And I will I will send you an email with the link to your show for this evening.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.